Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hours brought to you by Mother Waddles. Overreactions. Let's get into it. College and pro, some of the overreactions from the weekend. Miami will have a bye in the college football playoff. That D-line is real. The veteran quarterback on the road, the downfield weapons, they are as impressive as anybody in college football.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that holds me back from, I don't do guarantees very often, but of guaranteeing this is Mario Cristobal. Like, he's got a track record of pulling some bonehead coaching moves. If he's learned from those, and maybe he has, this is the team that is going to come out of the ACC as ACC champs. I don't know that they lose, and if they don't, they're going to get a bye.
This is not an overreaction. I mean, I think they could lose a game and get a bye at this point. You know, especially considering what are we looking at? They got a win over Notre Dame. Notre Dame's probably going to end up being a playoff team if they went out, as disgusting as that is. You know, Miami's played some of the best football. You could argue they could be number one in the country right now.
So it all depends on who they would lose to.
I don't think that matters at this point. I when you look at the landscape of what's going to happen, the cannibalization of the SEC still that has to take place and what's happening to some of the teams there. I mean, to me, they look pretty firm right now unless they just go Miami like Miami did last year. This is different. Carson Beck, I really trust him at this point.
Well, I do too, but let's just say in a couple of weeks they were to lose to Stanford. I think that would be one where you're like, maybe
but
not.
But if that's the only loss, then they win out and win the ACC title. They're going to have a first-round bye. Maybe not the one seed, but they'll have a first-round bye. Yeah. I Chase Brown, kids.
Where was he yesterday?
I had to face the Lions defense. Penn State and Texas should not be ranked and will miss the playoffs. Neither has beaten a Power Four opponent, and we're into October. Neither team has a difference maker at quarterback, despite all the hype. And both defenses have not been as advertised. Both are going to lose at least one more football game.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but neither of them are ranked, right?
Correct.
So here's the deal. Not ranked in the AP, but both are ranked in the coaches poll, which
right.
is laughable.
Texas is at 19 and Penn State is at 22. So, so you've got, depending on the poll that you looked at, a number one team and a number two team to start the season, unranked now. I don't think this is an overreaction at all.
This is not an overreaction. It's pathetic that they're ranked in that coach's poll right now. It just goes to show you that, you know, maybe they put in their ballot on Friday night. Seriously, it's sad. What yeah. world are we living in where these two teams deserve to be ranked right now? I don't think Texas stands a chance right now to make the playoff. Arch has too much growing up to do too fast. They get Oklahoma this week, right?
Yeah, River. Yeah.
And the schedule's just loaded. No, Texas would be a 4 or 5 loss team, I think. Penn State, as a 3 loss team, In the right world, look, at the back end of this thing, it's going to be garbage. We saw it last year with the playoff and stuff. I would just say, I don't think this is not an overreaction, but there could be a world where they could wiggle into the bottom.
Okay, and at the very end of the season, what's the one thing that's going to come up? Well, they lost to a team that hasn't won any games in UCLA, didn't have a head coach. They had an offensive coordinator that didn't even know how to use his headset.
Yeah, they had Will Birchfield calling plays. He showed up 2 days beforehand. Anyway. Do you believe Jonathan Smith will not see a third year in East Lansing? Off a bye, they were sloppy. Two special teams blunders led to 14 Nebraska points. They can't develop an offensive line, so the quarterback's getting killed. The AD didn't hire him, and there's no fire or fight in East Lansing. This will be his last year to avoid staleness setting in.
No, he'll be back because if they fire him, he's owed $33 million. So no, it's not happening. The only thing that happened when Alan Holler decided to step down or they let him go and they brought in a new AD, it made it easier for Jonathan Smith to leave because his buyout's only $3 million, but that's if he goes somewhere else.
That's the only way he's gone, is if he goes somewhere else, right, since there's some sort of mutual parting here.
But and he's, we just talked about the team million.
Where he might go, UCLA, maybe, right?
Pasadena,
that's where he's
guy.
From.
Yeah.
This is an overreaction for now.
The Lions are the best team in the NFC. The Eagles rank 29th in yards per carry. The best offensive line in football got their quarterback sacked 6 times yesterday, a game where they blew a 2-touchdown lead at home. The Lions are the best in the NFC.
I'm not sure if I should abstain from this because I have to put my power search together Wednesday morning, and I think you're just trying to get a peek.
Fishing?
Yeah. No, I'll go ahead and answer this. Yeah, they are the best team in the NFC right now. They are operating on all three levels. Even when you have guys in the secondary that are down, their number one corner, they find ways to win games. Even when they don't operate as efficiently up front as you want them to, with 4 sacks on Jared Goff, a large part of that was the fact that they couldn't protect his backside with Giovanni Manu. They are the best team in the NFC right now.
I think this is an overreaction for now. I think it's way too much piling on the Eagles. And for what they have done, yesterday was not a good win or a good loss. I mean, look, they fell asleep at the wheel, to be honest. This happens in the NFL. Let me throw some numbers at you. The Eagles have two losses now since September 29th of last year. Two losses. One of them, Jalen Hurts didn't play. It was Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
They had won 20 of 21 football games in the NFL, including the playoffs.
Yeah, but this is where they are this week.
No, it's not, this is why this is labeled this, overreactions. They have the best roster in the NFL still. Now, do they have problems? They have to run the ball or this will change. And I will say the Lions, if the Lions keep playing this way. But to do this after week one, after a team just lost its second game since September 29th of last year, is insanity. It's the stupid world we live in right now where people go crazy after one thing.
But it's not 1 week. The Lions, what they did to Baltimore is more impressive than anything Philly's done this season.
This isn't about the Lions. This is about the Eagles.
The first words out of my mouth were the Lions are the best team in the NFC.
They're not, because the best team has lost 2 games since September 29th of last year.
Well, if we were comparing the last 2 seasons, I would agree the Eagles are better. They won the Super Bowl. I'm comparing this season.
Guess what? That team's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. They won one of them.
Okay, so maybe they got a better GM, and we can make an argument about head coach. But right now, this is the here and now.
Right, and they do maybe have a guard issue. And something to keep an eye on here since we're getting into the weeds here. Is there going to be a market for Sauce Gardner?
Maybe. I mean, they're the only winless football team. We'll get to them in a second. Doomy. The Jets didn't hire their version of Dan Campbell. They hired their version of Antonio Pierce. They're the last winless team in football. They're the first team in NFL history to start 0-5 and not have a single takeaway. They hired a defensive head coach. Rah-rah guy, but very little substance.
This is a gigantic overreaction. I think the issue that they have is they don't have a quarterback. Like, they tied their wagon, they're hitched their wagon to Justin Fields right now. And Justin Fields isn't a franchise quarterback. But he never has been, never will be.
That doesn't explain their defense.
This is a matter of setting a tone. And in year one of Dan Campbell, they went 3-13-1. And they started off this very similar. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and say that Aaron Glenn. In fact, I know both of these guys, and I played with Antonio Pierce. There is absolutely no comparison between Aaron Glenn and Antonio Pierce. It's almost offensive to me that you would even utter these words in the same sentence. There hasn't been an overreaction where I've been like, you know what, I really want to punch you. And this is one, because it's offensive to put those two guys in the same sentence.
Former player. Without results. I just think there's a danger in saying, well, every winless coach is going to be Dan Campbell.
Character,
there is one Dan Campbell.
And standard. You're talking about two guys with completely different character and completely different standard. I think Aaron Glenn will get it right. And I don't know how long it takes. I don't even know if they're going to give him enough time. But he will get it right.
This is a major overreaction. I couldn't agree with John more. Look, at 4-19 Campbell started at. And I overreacted and started questioning if he was the right guy for the job in that 1 week. Remember that, John?
Yep.
It was when they fell to the 1-6 in the second season. I'm like, at some point, you know, he's tracking to be Marty Morningweg. And then it turned. I agree, John, the character thing. And you got to know this, Jim. John has a list. And his list starts with Clinton Portis. We all know that. I haven't heard him say many bad things about guys that he's played against or knows about in the league. But he has done it with Antonio Pierce. Yep. Therefore, Antonio Pierce is high on this list as well. This is garbage.
Yeah.
It says, Mew, I got two more. The Colts are the second best team in the AFC. 4-1 with a convincing win. They're winning by 14 points per game. It's the largest margin in the NFL.
I want to say it's an overreaction. But then I look and say, okay, well, who could I possibly put in front of them? The only thing I'll say about the Colts is, okay, look at their schedule.
Oh, you're going to do what the callers did to the Lions.
The win against the Broncos is a good one. The loss against the Rams is a good one. But they've also beaten the Dolphins, the Titans, the Raiders. So has everyone else.
But decisively, convincingly, the way you're supposed to.
Cardinals haven't beaten the Titans.
No.
How awesome was that?
Yeah. I don't know. I put them still right there, and I know the Chargers had a really bad day yesterday. Denver, I mean, don't sleep on Denver in that division. There could be three teams in the AFC West that are ultimately better than the Indianapolis Colts. I'm not going to throw the Chiefs out, the Broncos, or the Chargers. So I think this is a bit of an overreaction at this point.
Yeah, I think it's overreaction simply because I put them at three. I still put the Bills and Chiefs ahead of them.
Grit. Someone mentioned the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss the playoffs. The offensive line's a real problem. They lost Slater before the year. Joe Alt is out. They've given up over 50 pressures the last 3 weeks. It's crippled their run game. It's put Herbert in a bad spot. And suddenly, their big lead in the division, it's gone. Denver's at 3-2. Kansas City could be 3-2 at the end of tonight.
They got a chance to get right going to Miami this week. And then they follow it up, and we'll get a chance to see Chargers, Colts. But then you think about the rest of their schedule. Vikings, Titans, Steelers, Jags, Raiders. Like, I don't think that they missed the playoffs, no.
I think this is an overreaction, but barely. And the reason I say that is it's not about them for me. It's about the AFC for me. And I can see this team backdooring a 9-8 seventh seed just because of the depth of the AFC. The fact that the Ravens have fallen off. If they recover, I think the Chargers miss, but I don't know if the Ravens can recover right now. How about them, Harbaugh?
Those are your overreact gyms. Let's be honest. Nobody's planning for a new roof. Nobody's been squirreling away money, excitedly ready to purchase a new roof. It always seems to come at the worst time, and you probably don't have all the money up front. The cost can feel overwhelming, and that's why you need to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality. You can get the quality roof you need without the stress of that big upfront payment that nobody's been saving for. Here's the thing. Shaner's not some fly-by-night company. 4.9-star Google rating. That's thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, and the customer care. So if your roof's leaking, aging, or if you're just ready for that peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. You don't have to spell Shaner. MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Heather with the news.
So Holly Rowe didn't let a sideline tackle slow her down. I don't know if you guys saw this, but on Saturday, while broadcasting on the sideline of the Miami versus Florida State game, she, along with Michael Irvin, just were taken down by this like avalanche of players in the third quarter, and almost as quickly as she went down. I mean, she went down, feet went up.
Oh, yeah.
But she got right back up and immediately addressed her colleagues in the booth, and she gave an injury update on herself.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too. I'm like, what the hell was Mike doing? But yeah, Holly is one of my favorite people in the broadcast business, and she has such great energy. She's a true pro at what she does.
True professional.
And
because that could have rattled anyone.
And I mean, just an update on, if anybody doesn't know all about Holly, she has battled cancer and she has come back stronger for it. She is just an amazing individual.
I'm just glad she didn't get hurt. She took it like a champ.
Yeah, I'm glad
down
she protected Mike.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Stoney in the booth with Chris Fowler, by the way. You all right, girl?
Oh, so football fans in Michigan will have one less team to root for. Mm. The Michigan Panthers are officially leaving the state. So after a thorough analysis of all markets and venues, the United Football League made the decision to depart from Michigan. They also say the league will be leaving the Memphis and San Antonio markets as well. They did release a statement saying, unfortunately, due to stadium constraints, the available venues do not align with our new vision of focusing on smaller, more intimate settings that elevate the fan experience. So they're gone.
Yeah.
They did want to say they're deeply grateful for all the support of the devoted Panthers fans out there, but it's not clear yet where they're going to go at this time.
It's too bad. I mean, I understand the financial aspect of it. They're just trying to keep a league up and running, as many teams as possible, but it's disappointing because it was fun to go down to a game and be able to watch them and feel a little connected to another team.
trying to tap into nostalgia. It's just spring football is a tough sell for people. It hasn't been able to stick.
Yeah. Michigan State Police are searching for the driver of a white Infiniti SUV who allegedly fired shots at another vehicle on I-696 near Woodward on Saturday afternoon. So it was a road rage incident is what it sounds like. The driver of the other vehicle called the police to report that while they were driving, the Infiniti's driver pointed a firearm out the window, fired two shots towards their vehicle. So that vehicle wasn't struck by bullets and nobody was injured, which is the good news. And it sounds like no evidence was found during the investigation as well. But Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Mike Shaw is taking the time to remind everybody that there's no reason to settle a dispute with a firearm, especially over something as simple as a driving error. And he did say that if you find yourself in a situation where somebody who is out of control while driving, you should create some distance between obviously them and you and call 911. Former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez was in Indianapolis over the weekend. He was there. He planned to call the Colts-Ravens game, but instead he ended up in the hospital with multiple stab wounds and also multiple misdemeanor charges. So he got into this physical altercation with a 69-year-old truck driver that allegedly started over a parking dispute. So it sounds like the truck driver was parked at a loading dock. He was there at this hotel to collect like the used cooking oil from the hotel kitchen. And for some reason or another, Sanchez had told him, you can't park there. Shouldn't be here. So the driver said, hold on, let me call my manager, figure out what's going on. Because Sanchez was saying, like, I talked to the hotel manager, you can't be here. And then apparently Sanchez climbed into the cab of the truck.
Oh, to try and move it?
I don't know what he was doing in there, but he climbed in. The victim told Sanchez, hey, you're not allowed inside this truck. You got to get out. And I guess that's when things really escalated. Sanchez threw this driver up against a wall onto the ground. The victim feared for his life, sprayed pepper spray onto Sanchez. But that like only slowed him down for a minute. And then he was like charging at him. So this guy pulled out a knife, stabbed him multiple times. Both men were hospitalized and Sanchez was charged with battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle and public intoxication. And it sounds like afterwards he has since been released from the hospital. Doesn't have any remembrance of what happened, where he was, who stabbed him.
Oh, Sanchez has no recollection.
That's
one of those nights, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Heather with the news. Lions picked up a win. Let's talk about it. We have Dan Campbell's victory speech following the game. Let's play that for people. It's been a soul at the end. Sam Laporta.
You know what? Laporta said something very important there. And this kind of goes back to one of the overreactions of, are the Lions the best team in the NFC? Are they better than the Eagles? Are they better than the Bucs? And I'm going to leave the Bucs out of this conversation for right now because I think they're very similar to the Lions. They've got that next man up mentality. And you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I know he had 8 catches, 100 yards. J-Mo, 1 catch, 9 yards. There are a lot of different guys on this team that could look and say, you know what? I'm not getting the ball enough. I'm not scoring enough. And let's go to A.J. Brown and the Eagles. He's pouting because he doesn't have enough receptions. Yet they were winning. And I don't know what caused them to lose yesterday. There's a lot of factors involved. But is there something regarding guys on that team that just they want more individually? And then when Laporta comes out and says, one of the things I love about this team is that it's all about the team first and the individual second. Jahmyr Gibbs, he only had 12 carries. Well, David Montgomery had 18. How dare they? But you're not going to hear Jahmyr Gibbs complain about it. You're not going to hear J-Mo complain about it. We haven't heard any of that stuff. And so the best thing about this team is exactly what Laporta said, and it's so rare in professional sports. You see it a lot in college. There's a lot of love in college for the team, the team, the team. But in the NFL, when you have a team with as much talent as they have and guys that are getting paid but they always want more, for them to not have an issue of, some, behind-the-scenes tweet that says, well, I'm not – I'm going to pout because I'm not getting the ball enough. You don't see that.
A lot of teams say they're unselfish. Oh, we're a team. We're egoless. The Lions are about that life. Mm-hmm. You know, like J-Mo's not putting Bible verses out about how he's not getting the ball enough. I'm not
right.
quite sure why A.J. Brown's doing that, but that's something for their locker room.
Yeah, we don't have anybody reading books on the sidelines in the middle of a game. Like, and I know A.J. Brown did that last year. They still won a Super Bowl. But at some point, that starts to wear away at the fabric of the team.
Again, if you just talk about these two teams, they're both 4-1. The Eagles won last year because of a badass offensive line, and they ran over everybody. And Saquon Barkley was the perfect addition to their offense. They're 29th in yards per carry this season. That is not a overreact to 1 week thing. That's 5 weeks in. The offensive line is not as dominant. The run game is not as dominant. And they just gave up 18 unanswered in the fourth quarter at home. So it's not like the defense is let off the hook either. You absolutely could say the Lions are the best team in the NFC after watching them dismantle everyone they play. Well, who have they played? I'm not doing this thing where we take away the Baltimore win. Mm-mm. Lamar was healthy. Most of the defense was healthy. It was on the road. Detroit was up double digits in the fourth quarter. It was emphatic. It was dominant. And what do you want them to do when they play the bad teams? Play down to their competition? So, no, they never do, John. We talked about it last Friday. There's no let up or let down for the Detroit Lions. They roll in, they roll up, they roll out. Ho-hum, another double-digit win.
Very much a sign of average teams that want to be good are the fact that when they play bad teams, inferior teams, that they do play down to their level. They may still win, but they're in a dogfight to beat a bad team.
Overall reaction to the Lions game. Are they the best team in the NFC? Look, there's a lot to clean up, but it's saying something when you have, quote, a lot to clean up, and you're up 28-3 on cruise control on the road en route to a double-digit win. There's a bit of that going on. It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That website again, firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dan Miller on the call. Lions take care of business on the road in Cincinnati. 4-1 start to the season. They are officially letdown proof. Roll in, roll up, roll out. And it doesn't matter. Well, you could play down to the competition and mess around, play with your food. 28-3 in the second half. Kick their feet up, win by double digits. You're not supposed to win by double digits every week, but the Lions have done it in 3 of the last 4 weeks. This is still the NFL. To roll up people the way Detroit is, to play this way. Last year, they won by an average of 11 points per game. This year, they're winning by an average of 12 points per game. Mm-hmm. They look better than anybody in the NFC right now.
And I'd love to hear, first of all, the reaction of Lions fans to just the game yesterday. What did you like? What did you not like? Are there concerns? Are there things that you are surprised that they're doing well, not well, all of those different things? But it's, you know, one, are you shocked? Going into the season, we said, hey, the start of the schedule is brutal. They happen to be 4-1. They have also two games coming up where it's at Arrowhead, the Chiefs, and then it's home against Tampa. Then you got a division game against the Vikings. But in between there, after the Bucs game, you got your bye week.
And yeah.
So it's a two-game season right now. What are you going to be able to do at the Chiefs and then home against Tampa Bay? Two teams that we don't really know what to make of the Chiefs. They still won't have Rashee Rice back. But going into their bye week, they play better. They're coming out of a bye week. What's it look like with Andy Reid coming out of a bye week? And then it's obviously Tampa at home. So
what do you mean? What do you mean the Chiefs are coming off? They're playing tonight. They're on
Monday.
Oh,
that's
night.
Right. I'm sorry. They're playing tonight. Yeah, they got a short week. Yes, yeah. I was looking at the scores, going, well, the Chiefs didn't have a game. Yeah, bonehead. Sorry.
You're good.
Take that one back. Let's I'm going to do the Doug Karsh. And 3-2-1. The Chiefs are going to play tonight, so we'll get a chance to see exactly what they're doing against the Chiefs and who they're going to face.
And we all picked them, and I think they're going to win tonight. And I think they are starting to get back into form. But they're going to be on a short week. It's one of the many little quirks that favor the Lions and the tough schedules, an extra day to prepare. Game's a coin flip on the sports books. Detroit is playing so much better than I thought anybody could reasonably expect, given losing two offensive linemen, two coordinators, and the opponents that were on the schedule to start. Yet here they are, 4-1. Won't surprise anybody if they're 5-1, 6-1, or 5-2 when we get the bye week, which is way better than we could have expected. And then you get Aleem McNeil back along the way. DJ Reed is not done for the season. Taylor Decker, I think it's smart what they're doing right now, understanding that they have to manage him. Get him to the finish line. Hey, if I got to sit him for a day at Cincinnati where we're going to win by 13 points, so be it.
Yeah, and you get a guy some experience, because who knows what happens with Taylor Decker's injury. Are you going to need Giovanni Manu at the Commanders, at the Eagles?
Maybe.
You don't necessarily know. If you could pick and choose when you're going to play Taylor Decker, all right, you don't play him against the Bengals, but then hopefully you have him, and maybe the plan is we get you a little bit of rest. We get you further along. And then when we go to Arrowhead, we play against Tampa. We need you those 2 weeks. And then we got a bye week. All right. Then you could take all the time you want to get healed up. So it's going to be surprise or interesting to see how they continue to handle that.
Ticket texters, you guys are the least objective fanboys I've ever seen. Best in the NFC after beating the Browns and Bengals. Are we kidding?
Well, it has to do with beating the Ravens on the road, and it is the Bengals on the road. And like I said, we'll get a chance to learn a lot more about them going to Arrowhead. Now, I will say this. Has Jared Goff ever in his professional career lost to Patrick Mahomes?
Johnny is not.
Hmm.
2-0?
I think it might be 3-0.
I know he had the Monday night shootout when he was with the Rams, and he had the season opener. Yeah. Is there another one I'm missing?
I don't know. I'll have to go back in.
Either way, you are correct. Yeah. I know he hasn't lost head-to-head. But I'd like to ask this ticket texter who calls us fanboys. Who's your best team in the NFC? I know the Lions aren't blowing 2-touchdown leads in the fourth quarter at home. I know the Lions can run the ball, unlike Philadelphia. Who's your best team in the NFL, tough guy? Go ahead. Let us know. 248-539-9797. We got till 10.
It is only two times.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not like, it's more than one thing here. It's the Lions really stepping out and accelerating things with a hot start here. And it's Philly, who for 5 weeks has really struggled. They've won a lot of their games in nail-biter fashion, and they got popped yesterday because they've been playing with fire. Meanwhile, Detroit doesn't give you a chance to win it in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a chance to steal one against Detroit because you're drowning, because you can't keep up, because the game's out of hand and we're discoing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm not going down that road.
John, they did. I'm not forecasting anything beyond what we're talking about.
They have won by double digits.
Three of the last four games. We can acknowledge it or we can't.
We can talk about them winning by double digits, yes, without having to go without. God, you're really annoying me.
8 o'clock, we'll talk Tiger baseball. They split over the weekend. You feel better, you feel worse. Let's get to Bill in Brighton. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling in, but Jansen was talking about what has surprised me the most, and it is that we were in the top three sacks going into that game. I don't know what we are now, but we all thought that defensive line was going to be suffering. We wanted help for Hutch, you know, with McNeil not back, like you said. That's the biggest surprise I see. I just did not see that coming at all.
Yeah, they're second in the league right now in sacks, and that's, you know, with 16 of them. Denver right now has the most at 21. Third in the NFL right now is the Rams at 15 with their vaunted defensive front and all the young players that they have up there. The Commanders are tied as well with third with 15 as well.
Yeah, I just did not see it coming because we all said they had to go get someone. They had to go get someone, and they told us to relax. I guess maybe I should have. I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, they should have. Yeah, they should have two more if Hutch wouldn't line up offsides. Right. And then get a sack. As soon as it happened, too, I'm like, before the play, I'm like, Hutch, back up. Please back up. And then he goes and gets a sack, and there's a flag. And you know, Lisa was watching. I'm like, well, he lined up offsides. And she's like, yeah, you know, nobody saw that. I'm like, yeah, he's offsides. Well, then it was Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, that's the other one.
We took away the not only sack, safety, but a safety. Yeah.
I'm not telling you have to love everything. Like, if you think left tackle is a concern, if Decker were to miss significant amounts of time, cool. I watched the same game you did. You want to tell me they don't have a true number one corner without DJ Reed? I would agree with you. I just think it says something where they have a couple matchups that were not advantageous, but and they went handily on the road.
But what do we also know about this offensive staff? And I'm not going to say just John Morton and not just Dan Campbell, but it's an offensive staff that looked at game one and said, okay, well, we underperformed on the offensive line, especially at the guard position. And now those guys have gotten better and played better, but they've also, we heard it from Goff on the Carson Anderson program, there are things that they're doing, calling plays, that protect them a little bit. What did I say in the offseason? There are ways that you can call, even for tackles. There are ways, and yesterday we saw it with Manu. Hey, every once in a while you get a tight end. Running backs. I thought the running backs could have done a better job of helping Manu out a couple of times, and I think maybe they just got in the middle of the game and just assumed, hey, left tackle's taken care of because they're used to having Decker. No, you have to remember some of those things to give help where help is needed.
Yeah, look, Manu gave up, I think, two of the three sacks.
Well, there's four.
Oh, sorry. Two of the four sacks, and a third was on a play where they had the tight end blocking, and I think they did that because they didn't trust that they'd have a steady presence at left tackle.
Yeah, but they were also running a play action pass.
And, they had him blocking down. Yes.
Yeah. So it was... Yeah, okay,
let me rephrase. Three of the four sacks came from the left side of the offensive line.
Yes.
248-539-9797. We'll get some Lions fans in the mix on this. John, you asked a great question about the surprise that is this 4-1 start. We've brought up that they're the best team in the NFC, and we have more of your feedback. It's 97.1.
You guys have heard me talk about the new roof that I got on our house a few years ago, and we've since sold the house. But one of the reasons I went with Rapid Roofing, because I absolutely trust them. And they replaced my roof a few years ago. They did a tremendous job, and it was everything that they said they would do. They showed up. They gave me a great estimate. It wasn't a high-pressure sales approach, but they showed up, and they complete most roofs in one day, was what they did with mine. Ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put the new roof on, cleaned everything up, and they were gone. It was a tremendous experience. It's family-owned and operated. Give Mike a call, and you can give him a call at 888-360-ROOF, or you can find him on the web at rapidroofing.com. Trust me, you're going to be happy you did.
That iced the game. Dan Miller on the call. 8 o'clock, we'll mix in the Tigers. Playoff baseball. Back at Comerica Park this week. They split over the weekend. You feel better? You feel worse? Talking to Lions fans, let's get to Eric in Allen Park. Eric, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, I'm going to be homers for the homers here. I'm going to back you guys up and why that text or whatever that said you guys are homers or he's an idiot. All right. So first off, you're not the only people saying or, you know, putting out there the Lions are the best team in the NFC. As a matter of fact, most of the experts, if you listen to, you know, football analysts and experts on TV and wherever, they've been putting the Lions not in the near the top of the NFC. Most of them last week had the Lions as the number one team in all of the NFL. And certainly in the top three, let's say, in the NFL, is a consensus. All right, number one. Number two, the Lions, when they're playing these teams, they're not playing them when they're bad teams. As a matter of fact, I believe the Lions were underdogs against the Ravens when they went and beat, and no one predicted them to win that game. When they played Cleveland, Cleveland had, and actually still has, the number one rush defense in the NFL. That is not a horrible team. Now, granted, they have injuries. Cincinnati, yeah, that should have been a laugher. They went and took care of business, but it's on the road. The Lions also have the second, coming into the season, the second hardest schedule in the NFL, including they face 11 playoff teams this year on their schedule. If they continue to do what they're doing, which I do expect them to do that, I don't think there's any question, you know, who's the best team in the NFC. You could say maybe between Detroit and Philadelphia. But my point is that you guys keep doing what you're doing. You guys are not being biased. You are speaking facts. And unless it's a Green Bay Packer fan or something here in Detroit that's commenting, I have no idea what they're talking about. I think you guys are spot on. I think it's just we still have a bad taste from the first game and also how we lost to the Commanders last year. I think it's just people that don't want to face facts because they're in their feelings. But Detroit, listen, good news. We have not just a good team. We have a great team. Matter of fact, I think we have the best team in the NFL. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Eric. Yeah, it's a recognition to Detroit. You could have said the Eagles a week ago, and I think a lot of those sites did have the Eagles ahead of them. They were undefeated. Well, what happened? The Eagles lost at home. Blew a 2-touchdown lead. Still can't run the ball. And Detroit, all they're doing is decapitating people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a recognition to what the Lions are doing. They're standing in the NFL today ultimately means nothing. We know it needs to actually show up in January and February, but there's nothing wrong with looking at this weekend of football, looking at the way the Lions have started much faster than anticipated, mm-hmm. and giving them their due.
And just because in week five or coming out of week five, we think that they're the best team in the NFC doesn't mean coming out of week six, week seven, week eight, that they will remain the best team in the NFC. The Eagles do have an opportunity to fix some of their issues, just like we talked about the Lions coming out of week one.
And they'll play each other head to head in a regular mm-hmm. season. And honestly, probably the postseason too.
Yeah.
And one's going to matter the most.
And it will be televised.
Yes, it will, John.
So it'll count even more.
Even doubly. Josh in Birmingham. It's 97.1. Josh, what's up?
Josh, good morning. You want to talk a little Tigers?
He did.
Apparently.
He's like, well, I got to wait till 8:02. Look, I'll put you back on hold. We are going to talk Tigers at the top of the hour. on the Lions. 248-539-9797. Game reaction. They let up too many points and made me sweat out my cover at minus 12 and a half points.
Yeah.
Is that what the line moved to?
Closed at 9.5.
Okay.
But so if this guy got it live or alt spread or something, they were up 28-3. I really don't care what garbage time Jake Browning did. Detroit went in and won that game handily.
I can't believe the reaction this morning. Like, it's leaning towards, they haven't beat anybody. And a little truth to that, but it's being over-exaggerated.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing other NFL teams.
I just hope Kelsey doesn't get hurt tonight or Chris Jones.
More asterisk. Still haven't beat anybody. I'm concerned about Goff's blind side. What can be done to help Manu if Decker doesn't play? That's Deanna in Clinton Township.
Well, they could turn protections to him, which seems like it would be a no-brainer. So you'd get help from Mahogany, maybe even a tight end, a running back. Like, they can do a lot of things with formation by itself, putting somebody in a wing position there and widening out. And we see it with Hutch all the time, right? Tight end there. Tight end releases into a route, but on his way out, he, you know, hits Hutch. And then the tackle is there right behind him to help out. Like, those are all things that you could do because you have somebody on the other side, Penei Sewell, who is shutting down the best rushers in the league.
Let's circle back quick to the 28-3 comment you made there and then the garbage time and what was happening. Yeah, did they put themselves in a slight jeopardy maybe for a second? I don't think they did.
The only thing they put in jeopardy was like people's bets. Like, there was no way they were losing the game.
But the answer that they had should make you feel very good when they went down, marched down the field, drained clock, and put up another 7 points. That is a sign of a great football team.
Yeah. So they go down. It's 8 plays, 68 yards, 5 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock, and punch it in the end zone.
That's kneecaps.
Yeah, multiple people referencing that. Some more ticket texts. This one says the league is based on parity. Teams should not regularly beat each other by double-digit points like the Lions have done now for 2 years. Yeah, the league is designed to tear the good teams down and build the bad teams up. The draft, the salary cap, and just the reality, most games come down to
a field goal.
A field goal. A final possession. Thank you. And what the Lions did last year is beat people by an average of 11 points per game. And then they shed 2 coordinators and 2 key offensive linemen. And what are they doing? They're winning by 12 points per game. Once again, beating people by double digits. You know, I really don't understand. Like, another texter says they haven't beat anybody. Says you're basing it off the schedule difficulty of what those teams did last year. They beat nobody. Ravens, Browns, Bengals, and Bears are all trash. Sonny in Birmingham.
Well, the Lions sure made them look like trash. And the Browns, I don't think there's anybody that's going to argue the Browns' defense. Like, okay, their offense, it's a pile of dog poo. But their defense is really good. Is Myles Garrett, is he in the running again for Defensive Player of the Year? Absolutely. He will be consistently.
I'm just so baffled that is like a talking point today. Don't be excited about your 4-1 football team that beats everybody handily because those teams aren't any good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, guys. We're not allowed to have any fun until they win the Super Bowl.
I think about Texans fans this morning. Nah. It's the Ravens without Lamar. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. You think they're jumping through hoops right now?
When you win big, you celebrate in the NFL. Right,
but there would be a little bit of an argument there. There's none with the Lions. The Lions beat Lamar.
But
they sacked him 7 times. It wasn't Cooper Rush fire up chips. It was Lamar Jackson in Baltimore on Monday Night Football where they never lose.
In Baltimore.
Yes. Oh, well, their defense is beat up. It wasn't that night. It was after what Detroit did to them. I'm sorry. We're not going to relitigate the Baltimore game because they're injured now. They were healthy and Detroit made their statement. Is Buffalo no good? Who's Buffalo beat? Nobody's any good.
Nope.
Everybody's terrible, even when you win by.
Yep, and the Bills, to make the Bills even worse, they just lost to the Patriots. Oh, okay. Their season might be over.
Nobody's any good, so you can't celebrate your football team. The ticket texters have policed it. No fun today. All right, we'll talk about the Tigers next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.